The Department of Justice released a statement which claims that the Boyd County jail conditions violate inmates' 4th, 8th, and 14th Amendment rights. While those claims may have been true at one point, the new Boyd County jailer, William Hensley, has been working hard to implement changes. Hensley was sworn in after the previous jailer stepped down and immediately started making improvements.
We've upgraded the food, went from medical to 24-hour medical now with RN instead of LPN. We do have LPNs, but the supervisors are registered nurse and they are here 24 hours. Already been upgrading areas of the jail with the financial support and the physical court. We have many upgrades lined out and we're bidding now to do. We're working on the body scanner, better camera system, different areas, and we're buying different stuff for the inmates also.
17 new people have been hired, new precautions are being taken, and additional trainings have been added for employees.
There's required training every year, so bringing people in, they have a complete background check, drug screening, and go through training. Sean, like I said, we've done a lot of use of force training with bare arms, head certified instructors, Department of Correction, DOJ, and CANCO.
Violation and misconduct of employees are being highly monitored. Hensley says what was considered to be routine use of excessive force has dropped significantly.
All the stuff, any misconduct by staff is documented. The disciplinary procedures have been and are taking place if there's any violation of these policies. So everything has already been put into place. So I think that it'll be just fine. If they came in to look now, I think they would be happy. Since December 3rd, we've had no use of taser, no physical strikes, and only one deployment of pepper spray.
Less contraband has also been reported. Hensley says more cell checks are being conducted, and he hopes to have body scanners in place soon. Jail staff are trying to find other areas where contraband may be brought into the facility.
Every day, anything that we find an area that we can identify that might have been a potential area for it to come in, we're going with the mail that comes in, we're going to start scanning it and put it electronically to the inmates and then the physical mail will go into the property bags that they get when they get out if they want to keep it as a keepsake memento. But
Hensley's focus moving forward is to continue improving the facility.
The stuff that was in this report was in the past. It's definitely not the present, and it will never be the future.
For WMKY News, I'm Naya Andweza.